This is the new home for Cheryl Fritz, 1320 WILS, the only Lansing radio station live in Lansing every morning, live in Lansing every afternoon. Welcome to Fritz and Friends with your host, Cheryl Fritz.
And welcome back to Fritz and Friends. Cheryl Fritz here, Scott Eckersley producing, 1320 WILS and streaming live on 1320WILS.com. Out on the phone now to our friend Vic Loomis, who is the East Lansing mayor. Good evening, Vic. How are you?
Good evening, Cheryl. Good. Enjoyed this warmer weather today.
Wasn't it something out there?
Take some more of it.
It takes a lot more of it. I'll take not washing my car, hitting the puddles along the way from the melted snow. I wanted to get outside and walk or bike ride or something. I know I'm a little early, but these are the days in Michigan we live for.
Absolutely.
A big meeting at East Lansing City Council last night. The City Council took up three proposed ordinances. And why don't you fill us in on a little background of what they are and action taken last evening?
I'd be happy to, Cheryl, and thank you for your continuing interest in the City of East Lansing and a number of the initiatives that we have underway. As we talked on your show here Monday evening, we did have another public hearing regarding the medical marijuana law, the state medical marijuana law, and the implementation of it within the City of East Lansing. I want to make sure that everyone understands that the issue that is being debated has to do directly with the commercial aspect of medical marijuana. The state law is pretty clear that if you are an approved care provider by the state of Michigan, you can grow and store marijuana within the confines of your own home. The question is one of distribution of that marijuana. And it's at that point that local government can step in and implement some processes or procedures, if you will, on how we want to administer that. The City of East Lansing has been working with three ordinances, that have been running concurrent with each other. The first one was what we refer to as Ordinance 1245A, and that spoke directly to allowing the commercial component to be classified a home occupation and allow for the distribution of medical marijuana out of an individual's home, again, as a home occupation. It was pretty clear in all of the testimony that we have received directly from the community at our public hearings, and communication we've been receiving through emails and letters and direct phone calls and other discussions, that the community was not interested in seeing us implement Ordinance 1245A. So one of the actions we took last night was to decline. We turned down that proposed ordinance and have dispensed with it. We will have no further conversations or discussion regarding the distribution of medical marijuana in East Lansing as a home occupation. The second concurrent ordinance was ordinance we called 1245B, and that would have put a total prohibition on the commercial dispensing of medical marijuana. Again, we voted on that ordinance and turned that ordinance down. It's pretty clear when 63% of the voters in the state of Michigan approved the initiative, and in the City of East Lansing that 75% of our voters approved the initiative, that we need to find a way to comply with their desires. And placing a total prohibition on commercial medical marijuana, again, was not an alternative. That left us with a third proposed ordinance, which we called 1245C, and what that would do would be to allow commercial medical marijuana operations as a special land use within certain zoning designations. So we, again, discussed that. We've debated that. There's been a number of different proposals. And at the end of our public hearing and discussion last night, we have deferred further discussion on that item to our council meeting of Tuesday, March 15th. In the interim, starting with next Tuesday night, Council will hold work session discussions to, again, delve deeper into 1245C and try to craft an ordinance that the majority of the community is comfortable with, and an ordinance that City Council, in conjunction with local law enforcement and our city planning staff and city administration, feels it's something that we can implement within the corporate boundaries of East Lansing.
Well, I have to tell you, Mayor Loomis, I've talked to several people about the issues of medical marijuana and dispensing and so forth and confusion in the law. That is the best explanation I have heard yet of how it works, what the state intended, and what is clear there, and the aspects of it that are still unclear. So I personally appreciate that very much.
Well, thank you. It is a very confusing topic because, and as we've discussed on your show, the legislation, my opinion, editorial comment, was very poorly crafted. It left an awful lot of the burden, if you will, of administering medical marijuana in the laps of local government. And there's not necessarily consistency either from governmental unit to governmental unit. But one thing that is clear is that if you are a licensed care provider, you can grow and you can store medical marijuana in your home. So when we decided to decline and not approve Ordinance 1245A as a home occupation, that doesn't mean that the growing and storing of medical marijuana is prohibited within the neighborhoods in the city of East Lansing. Quite the contrary. The state law allows for that. What we are saying is that it cannot be sold out of that personal residence or out of that home. It cannot be classified as a home occupation.
And again, I think you're clearing up a lot of things for folks. And you said it was an editorial comment. You're not the first person who has said that, and you're well aware of that, that there is confusion and the water seemed to be muddy for some folks from jurisdiction to jurisdiction. So I do appreciate that. Now, the moratorium was extended while you continue to study and have public input. Is that correct?
That's correct. The moratorium, and we were in the second 90-day extension, would have expired last night at midnight. So given that we're going to take at least another 30 days, and I'm hopeful that within 30 days we can craft something again that the community and those responsible for the administration of the ordinance and the enforcement of the ordinance will be comfortable that we can deal with it. I'm hoping that we can do that within 30 days. But in the interim, we did extend the moratorium for an additional 90 days. We can always step in. We can step in at 30 days or 40 days or 45 days, and we can suspend the moratorium. That's always an option to City Council. But we have moved forward with another 90-day extension, which would be our third 90-day moratorium.
And just for folks listening, you are not trying, the city of East Lansing isn't trying to just keep pushing this out and out and out. They're just trying to finally clear up for the city of East Lansing these issues and have it well written so that the waters aren't muddy on this issue in the city of East Lansing.
That's correct, and I'm glad you raised that, Cheryl, because, you know, we made a decision last night on two of the proposed ordinances. You know, early on, we decided to run three concurrent ordinances, and we've had public hearings and solicited feedback from our citizens, and they have participated and have given us their input, including a number of student groups on the campus of Michigan State University. And one thing we heard loud and clear is don't establish it as a home occupation. So we made a decision last night. We have made progress. We're not kicking the can down the road. We've done our research. We've done our homework. We're listening to our constituents. And I'm confident in the end analysis, we will put something forward within the city of East Lansing that complies with the wishes of the voters in East Lansing and the state of Michigan, but again is something that all in the city of East Lansing can live with and we can administer it and enforce it.
Just for folks listening, for the next step, the public input is important. You came here Monday night to make sure that we were aware of that. The next opportunity for public input on these issues will be when?
Will be next Tuesday night. Council will have a work session. Again, the public is welcome. These are open meetings. This is a more informal discussion that we have, and the public can listen into our debate, our discussion. There is always an opportunity in the public comment, a portion of our meeting, for the public to address council. We're going to do that at a work session next Tuesday night, and then 2 weeks from Tuesday night, we will do that again. I think that date is March 8th. So February 22nd, in 2 weeks, March 8th, we will have two more work sessions to discuss this last proposed ordinance and then bring it forward, hopefully, for a final decision on March 15th.
Well, Mayor, I appreciate your time. You cleared up several things for me that had been a little murky before, so I appreciate that as well, and for taking the time to be with us this evening. I'll look forward to talking with you soon again.
Anytime. Enjoy listening to your show, and let's enjoy some spring weather.
I'm ready for that as well. Thank you so much. We've been speaking with Vic Loomis, who is the East Lansing mayor. We'll be back with more Fritz and Friends after this.